right now, it's finally why.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
Here we go. Why we can't have nice things. Which, by the way, Fox 4 just had on their little crawler, as we have them on the TV in the studio. Said blizzard warning for Comanche County. I think that's a typo because there is not. But just in case down there something happens and you see a flurry, let us know.
Yeah.
I think that might be our first typo of the day.
Maybe it's actually a wizard warning.
It could happen. Okay. You know?
Yeah.
It's probably just a guy trying to be a pope.
So you ever wonder if you want to wear disgusting or sparkling new shoes? Well, it's not usually an issue for most of us, but Nike seems to think so. Their brand new Air Force Ones, see, they begin looking dirty and then turn clean to become sparkling white. There are two different versions that are set for release next week. Those will set you back $130 a pair.
I've got some that will start clean and turn dirty.
Oh, look at you. You're magic, like the wizards in Comanche County.
Next garage sale, $200. Dum, 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 dum. Exciting new feature. Let us go as we go to Ohio. And an Uber driver in Ohio has been arrested after the passenger, a rider, called 911 and said the driver boasted about having drugs stashed in a fake aerosol can in the car. So the police then tracked down the Uber driver, and sure enough, they found it. And there was, in that can, 24 grams of methamphetamine, pills, there was some other stuff. They found a scale, all sorts of stuff, and three cell phones. Driver, ID'd as Robert Rose, was notably wearing a T-shirt that said, quote, retired drug dealer. So we welcome him out of his retirement. He's back at it, folks.
So you think the days of those inflatable gorillas outside a car dealership are long gone? Well, you're right, kind of. A lot in Lawton, Oklahoma had one of those Godzilla gorilla inflatables.
Oh, yeah.
Until they did.
Love those things.
Yeah, it was stolen by a group of local thieves that deflated Godzilla, then took him to Wichita Falls and tried to sell it for $2,500. The buyers then realized this is not legitimate. Someone up north, well, they offered it $500 for its return. The gorilla dinosaur thing is now safely back at home and selling automobiles.
What's the end game for that? I didn't know there was a black market for crazy inflatable, wacky, arm-waving balloon guys.
I don't know, but apparently there's a car market, too. I've never, like, been driving down. I need a new Land Rover.
Bless you, Wichita. Well, let's go to Houston, Texas, and you talk about the end game. Well, I don't know what the end game is with this. So a construction site, broad daylight yesterday in Houston, Texas, video captures this. See a guy walk up to a porta potty, kind of inspect the outside, opens the door, takes a quick peek in the inside of the porta potty. And then closes the door, looks around over one shoulder, over the other shoulder, and then waves to evidently his buddy who brings a flatbed trailer. And they just...
Oh, no.
But they don't load it on the trailer. They throw a chain around it and drag it away. You would think this would get more attention than it did, but no, they evidently have gotten away with it. Police are checking security cameras to see if they can find an ID, a license plate, or something like that, and asking anyone who, official statement from the Houston Police Department, anybody that sees a random porta potty being hauled down the street, please let us know at the Houston Police Department.
So gross.
I think that's just a standing order. If you see that, let them know. Yes, that should be a thing.
You know, siblings will usually get in some sort of trouble together. Like, maybe take mom and dad's car to go do something fun, which is sort of acceptable for teens. But what about a kindergartner? A 7-year-old little boy from Ogden, Utah, decided that he wanted some McDonald's. His little sister thought this was a good idea. So he drove the family car to the Golden Arches, or tried to. People began calling in reports of a reckless driver. The police were on the case. The 7-year-old would not pull over, and finally hit a cement parking beam.
Oh, dear.
No one was injured.
Wow.
No charges were filed because he's 7 years old.
Yeah.
And somehow managed to drive the car.
How do you get to the pedals?
I don't know.
They don't even have phone books anymore to sit up higher in the seat. How are you doing that, kid?
Well, some of us make big kids. They're good stock, as we like to say.
Well, trust me, kid. They're out of the Minecraft Happy Meal toys. Dum, 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 dum. Don't ask how I know. And let's go over, ladies and gentlemen, to Rotterdam. Yes, the land of the Dutch. And the centerpiece for the... I'm going to give my best here. Museum... One Mos van Beuningen in Rotterdam.
That's fantastic.
It's an art museum over there.
Uh-huh.
And their centerpiece, priceless, is the artwork by Mark Rothko, the gray, orange, and maroon number 8. It's a big piece. It measures like 7-8 feet.
Well, you don't want to get that confused with 7 or 6. Either.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then walks up... about a 5-year-old, and puts a big old scratch right down the middle of it.
Oh.
Values, priceless, yes, but about, they say, $56 million painting at the Dutch Museum. On the bright side, the museum now has 2 priceless works of art, the original and the look on his parents' faces.
Dum, 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 dum,
yeah.
Dum, 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 dum,
it's
dum,
art!
Dum, dum.